You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dukes and Bell hanging out at SEC Media Days, guys, on a Wednesday. Tomorrow back in studio after a busy couple of days. Major League Baseball All-Star Game was unbelievable last night. And Mike and I have been talking about just the fan experience. I don't know if we could have done a better. I'm talking about the Braves and MLB. Right. I don't know if we could have done a better job. The end of the game, and we'll talk more about this coming up, was weird because I don't think anybody was familiar with this format.
Well, certainly nobody in Section 313, where I was sitting, had any idea what was going on. And again, you have the big announcer, and it's like, and now it'll be Major League Baseball All-Star Game's first ever swing off. And I'm like, so what, get the phone number of the chick next to me? I was like, what does this mean? But no, it was kind of unprecedented because it was uncharted territory.
It was.
And it was neat. And look, I know we boo the Braves fans basically booed everybody, but because, you know, the Phillies, Dodgers, Mets, Yankees, it goes without saying. But Schwarber, he's just that clutch dude. He was that clutch dog for the Cubs the year they won the World Series.
He is.
And he's, you know, been that guy for much of his career with Philly, but he did it again last night.
Yeah. National League finally gets over the hump, finally wins an All-Star game. They had been like 0-4 for like the last 11 or 12.
Dave Roberts did everything in his power to blow that game with some of the pitching decisions.
Well, I don't trust him in the playoffs.
I was wondering, we were joking around, is he actually using analytics in the All-Star game? You know what I mean? Because the story goes that the Dodgers management jam analytics down his throat,
Whether
he likes it or not.
His team is good. We'll see where they go, but more on the All-Star game. But right now, let's get to 4th-and-1. Mike, they're blaming each other. I don't know if you've seen this latest story with Bill Belichick and his former boss.
What is Belichick saying about me now?
Well, listen. the owner of the Patriots was doing a podcast. It was out. He did like Gronk's podcast or whatever.
Right.
And he said publicly, I took a big risk in hiring Bill Belichick. This is Robert Kraft. Belichick then hears about this and responds, courtesy of ESPN, saying, I took a big risk going there. Now it's a, I said.
He said, she said.
I took a bigger risk coming to New England. It's a joke.
And by the way, it's complete revisionist history because Parcells tried to make him the coach in waiting with the Jets. And now Belichick could have had the Jets. Bull. That is Belichick lying through his teeth. He went and immediately got the conversation going. Now we can debate whether Bob called him or he called Bob, but give me a break. He picked the Patriots over the Jets, a team he was already coaching. So he wanted to be in New England. It's gotten toxic between the two. I would imagine that Belichick blames Bob Kraft for getting in Arthur Blank's ear and saying, you don't want to go down this road because he's lost his fastball.
He has. Look, this has nothing to do with what Belichick's going to be in North Carolina. We still are waiting to see how that's going to look. I don't think he's completely focused like he was when he was in New England. That's me. But this whole idea, like, I took a bigger risk.
How's he going to be focused? He's got that hot young stuff. She's everywhere.
She is everywhere. I don't know.
She wears a lot of backless dresses.
Robert, you're paying a lot of attention to this.
Big fan of that style. Like Christian Dior.
Yes. Meanwhile, yes. Chiefs guard Trey Smith, guys, agrees to a four-year, $94 million contract extension, making him the highest-paid guard in the league, and they need it. He is a stud, and they need more of this if they're going to protect Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I know that everybody has kind of been in vogue now to just say, that's it, Chiefs are over. Guys, you still have Patrick Mahomes. You've been able to win championships with a bunch of mediocre receivers, even after Tariq Hill left for the Dolphins. But last year, your offensive line got exposed.
They did.
You know, let's be honest. Why did we lose the Super Bowl? Because our young defense got exposed in the second half against Tom Brady. Their offensive line got exposed. That Georgia-led Eagles defense just ran roughshod. But they think, and here's the thing, have they made the right moves? They brought some guys in. They had some guys that were just not effective anymore. But I'm not going to write the Chiefs off anytime soon. Especially when the playoffs have to go through Arrowhead seemingly every year.
Yeah, look, they're still the team to beat in the AFC West for me. The West has gotten better, though. Denver's going to be better. I believe the Chargers are coming, but I'm with you, Mike. I'm not counting them out. Terry McLaurin, Mike, says he's frustrated with the lack of contract talks with the Commanders.
There was some talk a few months ago that the same situation goes on with Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers, and just maybe trading the disgruntled guys and see if they can find happiness elsewhere. And basically, Ayuk wind up with Debo, but just be on the Commanders. Not sure how they're going to play this. I mean, the market has been set. We just saw what Garrett Wilson got. So you know what a top plate wide receiver is supposed to make.
Look, they're a different team without Terry.
Oh, yeah.
They're a different
team. For years, again, he was kind of like playing in obscurity. He was he was always like your wide receiver three in fantasy league. And McLaurin would always put up great numbers or solid numbers.
Yeah, I think they'll get this worked out. Remember, new front office, Dan Quinn and company, but they know his importance. He wants a raise, and I think ultimately he's going to get it. I'll tell you right now a curious situation that's going on. It's Dukes and Bell, 4th and 1, is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Coming up, yeah, man, no man, as we're live at SEC Media Days here in downtown Atlanta at the College Hall of Fame. Mike, this Shamar Stewart situation. And how much time did we spend on talking about Stewart potentially being a Falcon, right? We said, oh, well, you know, he fits the mold. And all these guys we talked about, right. He ends up going and being drafted by the Bengals. Now the story is Shamar Stewart, who went to Texas A&M, is back at A&M working out, and it's drawing attention because people are now saying, well, he's going to go back to college.
He can't.
Correct.
Once you're drafted, you're out. I mean, look, you can take it to the limit. You can declare for the draft, then you can pull it back. Like the NBA gives you that opportunity to go to the clearinghouse, see what your value is. But once you're drafted, that's it. There's nowhere to go. And even if he did try to come back, the Bengals have his rights. So if you look at it now, this is just the Bengals being the cheapskates they are always purported to be. And everyone else has got their contracts done except for this guy. So Shamar Stewart looks like a bad guy, which gets us back to the James Pierce Jr. story because there was stuff that maybe this guy wasn't the dedicated player supposed to be.
Yeah, look, I think they'll get this worked out. Listen, are you telling me that their first-round pick is not going to be available and they're not going to come to terms with Trey Hendrickson? Like, that's, you're telling, well, good luck, Joe Burrow, getting back to the playoffs.
Right. I mean, to me, this is cut and dry. You just get this thing done. It's all pretty much 1 through 3, 1 through 3 through 6. It's all staggered. You know what the number is supposed to be. So let's get this thing done because it makes the Brown fan look like a bunch of knuckleheads.
No doubt about it, guys. As we lead up to our own training camp, talking about the Falcons, which start next Thursday. Again, we will be there for all the open practices, and we're inviting you to come hang out with us. There's only going to be one day, and we'll tell you about it as we get closer, that we're not going to be at the Hooters location at the Mall of Georgia. There'll be one day we're going to be at Buffalo's Cafe, which we love as well. But looking forward to it. And it's funny, man, because we heard Kalen DeBoer earlier. If you missed it, we're going to replay this for you a little bit later. He was on with the morning shift. He said, yeah, Michael came by. Didn't he say that casually too? Yeah. Michael came by, brought some friends. He came and spent some time at the house.
Right.
Now, DeBoer obviously is the head coach of Alabama, but guys, they have a tremendous relationship. We are hearing from guys, one, a guy who coached him for, you know, a long period of time in Michael Penix's situation, and then a teammate yesterday in Bryson Eason who played 3 years with James Pierce. And my point is, Mike, we're hearing from outside. This is not – these right. are not people that – or excuse me, we're hearing from inside, not outside people that just have these opinions. Kalen DeBoer, guys, if he doesn't know Michael Penix and what he's capable of, I don't know if anybody does. And he talked about the character and the makeup. And again, if it's a, it's another reason to get excited about what the potential of Michael Penix can be.
Right.
And then to hear from Bryson Eason yesterday, and we'll hit, let you hear this too. When we said, Mike asked him, he said, well, tell us about James Pierce. The kid lit up.
Right.
He was like, oh, that's my dog. Let me tell you, he's a player. And he goes on and on and on about him. And it just made me feel a lot better about what Pierce can potentially
right.
be as
and
well.
And as we covered it last hour for guys who missed it, look, we go with what Carl always says. Here's the information we have available. We just talked about it. Shamar Stewart might be a really good guy with a good work ethic. He was tabbed as problem child. Just like James Pierce had this question mark over his head. It could be just a bunch of nonsense. You know, it could be nothing to it. But now the work begins. We'll see what he does. I'm just happy to get that information from a player that it was actually in the trenches, in the locker room with
yeah.
that guy at practice. And he, as you said, he's raving about him. But for Penix Jr., now, as we said, Zach Robinson, you had to tailor the season towards Cousins. You got to change horses midstream. You know, how much of the playbook could you do? Now, the full Megillah, everybody back in Penix Jr., I just think he could. I think, I'm not, Jaden Daniels is an amazing talent, but Michael Penix Jr. could have been right up there with Bo Nix had he been given the opportunity to start from the week one. You know, I mean, that you would have maybe taken your lumps the first few weeks. Maybe you will struggle in the Steelers and the Chiefs game. But then I think by the end of the season, he's not looking like that against the Chargers.
Yeah, the difference for me with Penix, and this is fine, he's not going to run like Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels almost ran for 1,000 yards, guys.
Right.
He had more running yards and rushing yards than,
right.
than half the running backs in the league. He had over 800 yards. That is not going to happen with Penix. Not because he can't. It's just not what he does, Mike. He is a true pocket passer. So how
but he can move when he has to.
He can. And who said this to us? It was one of his teammates. Maybe it was Jesse Bates we were talking to at OTAs, and Jesse was like, oh, he can get out of the pocket.
Right.
You guys just haven't seen it every day like we have. My point is he can get there. He can be that dynamic quarterback. He just may do it a different way, and I'm okay with that. Like, if you're telling me Michael Penix, again, throws for 4,000 yards this year, you guys, we're going to playoffs. I'm telling you right now. If he throws for 4,000 yards,
right.
this is a playoff team. That means this offense is humming, and he's got probably a couple of 1,000-yard receivers. I don't know what that is, what it looks like, but I think he's capable. And that's what gets you excited, is what Kalen DeBoer
right.
had to say about his quarterback, his former quarterback, his relationship building, and how they still are connected. That shouldn't matter
right.
when you talk about how he's going to connect with these guys
right.
up at Flowery Beach.
Everybody loves his confidence. That's their, as you said, that's my quarterback.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Guys want to rally behind this guy. Like,
yeah.
The Kirk Cousins soap opera, it's over until he gets traded. But, yeah, now Penix shines with all these weapons. But with Zach Robinson being able to work with him exclusively, right, from day one.
Correct. Yeah, it's his team. All right, man, we're coming back. when we do. Day-Day's got Yeah Man, No Man live from SEC Media Days. Dukes and Bell hanging out. More to come on the coaches and the players that are here. Bama, Miss State, Florida, OU today. Four more tomorrow before SEC Media Days wraps up. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.